News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I always expect a warm welcome in Ireland, but Galway blew me away. So wrote Adrian Childs, the broadcaster and journalist, in his regular column in the Guardian newspaper. He joins us now. Adrian, you were over at the Galway races. I read your piece this morning. I have to say, I had a lump in my throat and I had a few tears in my eyes when I read it. I was quite moved by how moved you were at the welcome you got.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I was trying to say something more than the fact that it was just a warm welcome and everyone very friendly, because that's great, and you'll find it elsewhere in Ireland, you'll find it elsewhere in the world. But yeah, it was the way people said specifically, "Welcome to Galway," and it was that feeling of belonging to it, you know, in this sense of place. I don't know whether that's true of elsewhere in Ireland. It might be. You know, if I'd wound up in Tipperary or Cork, would people habitually say, "Oh, welcome to Cork"? I don't know, but I just know in the UK, if, you know, I would never say, I don't know, sort of welcome to Birmingham, proud as I am of the town I'm from.
Would you not? Because I was going to ask you. I know I hope I'm getting this right, because you're a big West Brom fan, aren't you?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You're from Birmingham. And I always, it's kind of part of who you are. So do you not have that sense of identity as
No,
well?
No, I do. No, I absolutely do have that sense of identity, but I just wouldn't express it like that. Look, maybe it's just words and I'm making too much of it, but there just seems something special about saying, you know, just so many people just saying, "Well, welcome to Galway." So we're at the races, but it sort of says, you know, you're obviously welcome here. That's the main message. But then, like, we are Galway. We are as one. And, you know, and we together sort of welcome you here. You know, and I just thought, I mean, I just kept banging on about it to sort of my friends there until they went, "Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got a point. I see what you mean." I mean, they were probably just trying to shut me up, actually. But it just seemed to me sort of very significant. But I mean, the races themselves are just, it's almost absurdly sort of good natured. I mean, everyone just having a great time in a very sort of unassuming and relaxed way, and essentially incredibly sort of classless. You know, they're, you know, all sort of shapes, sizes, classes, everything there. And it was just, you know, there was no, you know, there was nobody that drunk, there was a scene or a fight or anything. It was an orgy of chatting as much as watching horses.
Well, there is something special about Galway, and I think you're right. I think Galwegians have a particular pride in Galway, and that, look, obviously you're a well-known face as well, so I'm sure there was a pride that you were there.
Well, there's a bit of that. It's a bit of that, I suppose. But, you know, if you were, that could, you know, and I get that quite a bit in this country, but it would be, "Oh, what are you doing here?" You know, I travel around a lot and I love talking to people, you know, but, you know, I've got Scarborough, say, "Well, what on earth are you doing in Scarborough?" People would say, no, not in an unfriendly way, but it's not, I don't think I'd get, "Oh, welcome to Scarborough. You're welcome to be great that you, you know," it wouldn't quite be expressed like that. I've talked to a lot of the creator, to Stephen Knight, who created Peaky Blinders, who talks a lot about this. He said the British need to get past the cultural cringe we have about celebrating our own specific places. And obviously he celebrates Birmingham. So, you know, and all the little places in Birmingham and around, like Stourbridge, where crimes happen or drugs are caught up as part of the storyline or whatever. He said, we need to get over the cultural cringe of not, you know, we don't mention that. Well, the Irish, you know, they'll sing about themselves. The Americans will make a, you know, will make a folk song about, you know, the meekest little one horse town. But there's something about the British. We don't quite do it like that.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Adrian, you're always welcome on News Talk Breakfast. A really lovely piece, well worth reading in The Guardian today. Broadcaster Adrian Childs, thank you so much for talking to us, and so glad you enjoyed your experience at the wonderful Galway race.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.